Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Good morning. My name is Wanda Oliver, and I'm calling because your business has been trying to debit something from my account for Vainglorious, which is not authorized by me, so I'd like you all to stop it.
May I have your zip code so I can locate an account for you, ma'am?
20706.
Thank you. Just a moment. What's your first and last name again?
Wanda C. Oliver.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address, Ms. Oliver?
9923 Good Luck Road, apartment 103.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Oliver. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you were enrolled in something called, hang on, it's a sweepstakes is what it was for, a free vacuum cleaner. It's called Bites Hub, and they charged you $59.89 for the membership into the Bites Hub mobile food.
Nah, but I never, you know what? See, this is the thing. I got a notice from CVS saying that I had won this.
Right.
And I didn't join a membership. All I did was authorize them to, send the shipping for them to send me, whatever, the vacuum cleaner, whatever. But I never got any of that. Never. And I knew the minute I did, I said, damn, I shouldn't have done that. But what I'm trying to tell you, you know, this is all a type of fraud. So I got a fraud alert notice from my bank because they know how I operate with these things. So, again, CVS, they running a scam with this stuff because I've had a problem before. And I don't know why I should have followed my first mind and not even did it. But I shop at CVS. I spend a lot of money there. And I was like, oh, so now they want to pay me back for this. Okay.
Right. Right.
But I never got anything. You understand? I'm not in a membership. I don't want to be in the membership. And see, that's what they do. They say you just pay the shipping and handling. And then they take your card information and enroll you in this club. And now they don't charge me $59.89. I want my money back. I'm not in this club. And I think you all did it in February also. So I'm going to have to call the consumer alert people and make them aware of this. Because this is basically cheating. So what are you going to do about this?
I'm going to refund your money, ma'am. I'm just waiting for you to get through talking.
All right. Well, I'm through.
Okay, just a moment. And there was a disclaimer on there that states once you pay that shipping and handling, ma'am, that they were going to enroll you in a mobile food app. You have to be enrolled in that app to participate in the sweepstakes to win that Dyson's 11. But the way it was presented to you initially was not the way it is. They say you've won and you have not won. They put you in a sweepstakes for you
mm-hmm.
to be eligible to win.
Mm-hmm.
I understand exactly how you feel and why you feel the way you do. Again, this
mm-hmm.
is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors and merchants. I'm refunding. Actually, there were three charges on your account.
Okay.
Two for 59. Two. I'm
okay.
About to tell you, ma'am. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, there was one in January, one in February, and one in March. The last two were for $59.89, and the one in January was for $49.89. I refunded all three of those. There is another one for $12.26. In order for you to get that refund, I have to get you switched over to a supervisor, and he authorized me to refund three, and you have a total of four.
Yeah, well, give me over to the supervisor then so you can refund. You said January, February, and the $49.89, that was January?
No, ma'am. That was, hang on just a moment. I'll tell you in a minute. Let me get back to that screen. You were charged $49.89, $12.26, and $125. On $224 and $326, you were charged $59.89. I refunded the charges for $125, $224, and $326. There are two charges of $59.89 and one of $49.89 that were refunded. If you hold, I'll give you the total of the refunds that I just processed. And again, I'll get you transferred over to a supervisor to get your additional refund as soon as I finish this.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, I refunded a total of $169.67, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay.
Cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 920-490-297.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to put you back on a brief hold while I type up some notes. I'll be back to transfer you over to a supervisor so you can get your other refund. Please hold.
Okay. Let me repeat this cancellation number to you. C920-490-297.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
And please hold. I'll be right back. Thank you.
All right.